God bless America.
On the day of the Pope's address to Congress, dozens of students cram into a lecture hall on Salve Regina University's picturesque campus, perched on the cliffs of Newport, Rhode Island. They're gathered to watch the address live-streamed on a jumbotron in the front of the room.
My name is David Fairchild. I'm a sophomore here at Salve. I am an English literature and political science major.
Fairchild calls himself an agnostic with an open mind.
I wanted to see what he was saying because of how specific and influential he is, how people interpret it and how it changes their mindset. He actually has the power in that one speech to mobilize a generation or, you know, start political strife for the next year.
Fairchild says he's happy the Pope weighed in on current events like...
The immigration call-out was very important. I think the refugee crisis is one of the pressing issues of globalization, and I think he was very clear on his stance. He said, we have to do what we can.
The Pope has also called for action to stop global climate change. That's resonated with senior environmental major Kristen McDermott.
He's calling for moral change for the environment, not just a technological change. He doesn't think that just technological changes will solve something, but it's a change in the heart of everyone, that we should respect our environment.
McDermott, a practicing Roman Catholic, likes this Pope so much she plans to be in Philadelphia to see him in person. Some 50 students from Salve are expected to attend, along with a busload of students from Providence College.
I'd rather have someone who's at least trying to make an impact and trying to make a difference.
Salve junior Gina Tanini sits in the student union, reminding people to vote in the upcoming student government elections.
Rather than someone who's just sitting around not starting the conversation, at least.
The Catholic psychology major says she thinks the Pope is making an honest effort to connect.
Getting priests and getting people who can actually connect with people is what is going to bring the church back, in my eyes, because I've seen, like, my church at home is not doing well because our pastor and all of our priests are, like, losing the connection.
Her friend, sophomore Alyssa Lyons, was raised Baptist. She says many students don't identify as Catholic at Salve, but there's been a lot of talk about the Pope on campus.
And to add to that, if you're taking a religion class currently, most of the religion professors, if not all, are discussing it in some way, shape, or form.
I think he seems a lot more in touch with the real world in which we live.
Anna Mae Meyer is the director of Salve's Interfaith Center and is leading the student trip to Philadelphia. She credits Pope Francis's gentle approach to social issues for his widespread appeal.
I think it shows very much that he has been active in the church with the people. He's not has not been a lifelong bureaucrat within the Vatican, and I think this has made a huge difference in his perspective on how we are to deal with life in the modern world.
May, like many others at Salve, is a fan. In fact, you'd be hard-pressed to find many critical of the Pope on this campus. But the Pope has challenged many in the church with his frank and seemingly open tone. Rhode Island's Roman Catholic leader, Bishop Thomas Tobin, has struck a more conservative note on issues like homosexuality and birth control. But he attended the gathering of American bishops to greet the Pope in Washington, D.C. He's said he welcomes the Pope's opening up of a dialogue, even if there may be disagreement, if it will reinvigorate the church. John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.